Ladies and gentlemen of the House, we have just a couple of referrals, and then we will be adjourning. It is the intent of the chair to reconvene tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Representative Moore, please state your purpose.
For a motion pertaining to tonight's calendar and a motion for re-referral.
The gentleman is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, move that House Resolution 1219, this is the resolution expressing appreciation to the members, be removed from the calendar and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Ladies and gentlemen, without objection, so ordered. Ladies and gentlemen, the purpose for that is we found a few technical errors in the resolution, and out of respect for the members who will be recognized in that resolution, the chair asks that it be 100% correct before we take it up.
And one additional motion.
The gentleman is recognized.
Move that House Bill 517, short title Magistrates Calendaring, that bill be removed from the Committee on Judiciary B and placed on the calendar for tomorrow for consideration.
Without objection. So ordered. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, the purpose for the recess was a discussion about a matter that we were going to put on the calendar this evening. The chair believes that members have not had adequate time to review the measure that will be coming over from the Senate. We will, through email tonight, make the bill available to everyone. It will be taken up at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Notices and announcements. Representative Dollar, please state your purpose.
To make an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized for an announcement. The House will come to order.
In the House Health Committee, Health and Human Services Committee, tomorrow at 10 a.m., just a couple of changes to our agenda. Senate Bill 525 will come off of that calendar, and it will be recalendared for next Tuesday. What we're doing is we're taking the Senate bills and we're putting them off to next week because they don't have to travel as far. We will be adding two bills in addition to the three House bills on the calendar. We'll be adding House Bill 1003, and that's Child Nutrition Program Solvency and Support, and House Bill 1055, Eliminate LME Provider Endorsement. So those two bills, 1003 and 1055, will be added to tomorrow's Health and Human Services calendar.
Representative Sam, please state your purpose.
Two announcements.
The gentleman is recognized.
First announcement is that Republicans will caucus tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. sharp in our regular room. And secondly, for our event tonight at 7, the program will start pretty soon after 7, so please wander down there with a rapid pace rather than a leisurely gait.
Representative Hackney, please state your purpose.
Inquiry of the chair.
The gentleman is recognized to state his inquiry.
Just a little more elaboration on tomorrow's calendar. I believe you said we were coming into session at 9. Will that be for just the one bill with a session later in the day for the others?
That is correct, sir. No other matter will come up other than the matter coming from the Senate. There will be no other votes taken at that time.
And can some member tell us what the matter coming from the Senate, short title or something like that?
Representative Moore, if you would briefly describe, or actually Representative Dollar, if you would briefly describe. The short title is Teacher Prepayment and Salary / Pre-K Eligibility.
It's House Bill 966, and it's had some changes from the Senate that are coming to the House that we need to take a concurrence vote on.
That will be the only matter on the early morning calendar. We don't expect it to be a particularly long session, Representative Hackney. Representative Langdon, please state your purpose.
Two announcements.
The gentleman is recognized.
Agriculture will meet tomorrow at 6:43 at 1 p.m., and Education will meet at 6:43 at 10 a.m.
Representative Steen, please state your purpose.
For an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. JM Family and Toyota are hosting a ride and drive event at the General Assembly tomorrow at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. There will be four different Toyota hybrid models available for test drives, and the only thing you have to do is bring your driver's license.
Representative Eiler, please state your purpose.
For an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized.
House Transportation will meet at 12 noon tomorrow. In the normal room, room 643 LOB.
Representative McGee, please state your purpose.
For an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized.
Thank you. The Finance Subcommittee on Occupancy Tax may still meet tomorrow depending on the length of the session at 9 a.m. So if it is a short session, be prepared to meet in the subcommittee. Thank you.
Further notices and announcements. Special messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 966, a bill to entitle an act to repeal the prohibition on teacher prepayment, clarify eligibility for NC Pre-K program, and enact 2012-2013 salary schedules for teachers and school administrators.
Calendar. Representative Hackney, this is the matter that will be taken up tomorrow. It will be available and the only matter taken up in the morning session. Representative Hackney, please state your purpose.
Inquiry of the chair.
The gentleman is recognized to state his inquiry.
And I assume from the discussion that the motion will be to not concur. Is that correct?
The chair is not sure at this time. The House be at ease.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hackney, please state your purpose.
For an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized for an announcement.
House Democrats will caucus at 8:30 a.m. Regular place.
Representative LaRoque, please state your purpose.
For an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized.
Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House will meet tomorrow at 10:30 in our regular room.
Further notices and announcements. Representative LaRoque is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, subject to messages from the Senate, re-referral of bills and resolutions, move the House to now adjourn to reconvene on Tuesday, June 5th at 9 a.m.
Subject to the stipulation set forth by Representative LaRoque and seconded by Representative Burr, the motion is that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Tuesday, June the 5th at 9 a.m. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.